I mean, some people do sit alone in their room, write their work, send it off for publication, you know, hopefully get it accepted or not, and kind of build their careers that way. But that's never been how I operate. I always suggest for, you know, new writers that they find their community.
Tom Call is a local poet. He teaches at King's University, is an environmentalist, and a part of the community here. Community is critical to Tom's work.
Be audience members so that when it's their turn to produce, they likewise are supported by a community.
Talking about London's literary community without talking about WordsFest would be like talking about London without its river. WordsFest is the London Literary Festival. It's in its 8th year now, and they have been growing every year. At the center of it, its core, was to strengthen the community which already existed here. Josh Lambier is the artistic director of WordsFest. He was here since day one.
The City of London, Ontario, despite the long history of prolific authors and artists that have come from the area and the region, we didn't have a literary festival to celebrate that. So if you think of people like Alice Munro, our Nobel Prize winning author, was an undergraduate student at Western University. If you think of people like Robertson Davies, who came from the area, Emma Donoghue, who lives here, James Rainey, the great dramatist, all of these amazing figures of Canadian literary history. And we didn't have a literary festival in London, Ontario to celebrate it. So there was a group of us on a volunteer basis that came together to start the Words Festival. And this is our 8th year, so 8 years ago. And that's, we've been going strong ever since.
A lot has changed in the last 8 years. WordsFest has grown and grown and grown, especially in the last 18 months. But then again, what hasn't?
And of course, with COVID, the last couple of years, it's really kind of been a game changer. And, you know, with some surprising and actually pleasing results, it's not all bad news.
Tom says that for once, the pandemic expanded rather than limited.
The numbers are way up. People can beam in from all over the country, basically, and not just the country. Other great thing about it is from a funding perspective, you know, authors who we normally would have to fly in from New York or from, you know, Kamloops or wherever, you know, we're not having to cover travel costs. And, you know, for the artists, they just have to kind of, you know, pop on at 7:30 or whatever the thing is, and then they're completely done. So the speaker's fees are not what they would normally be under those circumstances, which that allows us to do more programming and allows us to get folks that we might not normally, you know, who might be out of our price range.
This year's theme is resilience and recovery. Not every seminar will revolve around that, but it will be felt in more than a few of them. The biggest connection between all of the talks, fiction, nonfiction, true crime, or comic collecting, is community.
But if you look through literary history, and this is true for London as well, it is about community.
For more information, you can check out wordsfest.ca or visit them on their social media pages. WordsFest 2021 runs the whole of November. So if anything catches your eye, be sure to check it out while you can and join in with the community.
Community is where you get the bright lights that emerge, and it's about fostering that community.
For In Your Backyard, I'm Connor Luchka.